The incident at the weekend just made people realise the hazard that can happen in Vullage. And if this were to happen again, if the incident would happen this weekend, this past weekend were repeated, people might not escape as easily. We know there was injured people from the weekend, and thankfully they're going to recover. But next time, the incident might not allow someone to recover, and that's the worrying part. And I know one of the local businesses where the incident took place have a young son, and their friends had just walked past literally minutes before the incident happened. If those kids had stopped to talk or to play in that area at that time, who knows what the outcome would have been. So again, I just think this incident, it's not just this incident, this has obviously made people talk and make people speak out. So again, things happen and we have to do something about it. And like some people are asking me, I don't have the answers. I'm sure you saw I wrote a piece about speed ramps because people were telling me, can you put up a post? We need to have speed ramps. Mm-hmm. I'm aware we can't have speed ramps on a main road, but something needs to be done. The speed ramps are just a symbol of what's to come. We need something to be there in place to slow down the traffic in the village.